You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Here at the American Freedom Network. With us this morning is Amy Philo, and Amy has an interesting story to tell, frightening story to tell, but of course this leads into some legislation, and the reason that, of course, she is getting on radio and telling people is because of legislation that could harm the vast majority of the pregnant women in the United States and harm generations of children, their minds, and destroy their minds and ability to function effectively in society. And if there is really such a threat out there, why aren't we hearing about it? Well, Amy is going to tell you, first of all, her experience, and then the frightening legislation that is being pushed by the big pharmaceutical companies back in Washington, D.C., spending millions of dollars to buy our senators, to mandate. Well, I'm going to let her tell you this story. Amy, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Hey, thanks for having me back on.
So why don't you start out by telling our listeners what happened to you? Was this your first pregnancy?
Yes. You've
got to speak a little louder. You're a little soft.
Okay. Well, I had my first baby almost 4 years ago, and the pregnancy was pretty healthy. I wasn't on drugs during the pregnancy, but within 6 days of my baby's birth, a lot of things happened that scared me, like my baby almost died in front of my eyes at the hospital from choking on formula. They had to do a whole bunch of stuff to save his life with tubes and back blows that I wouldn't have known how to do if we'd been at home. And I was breastfeeding, but they kept telling me I needed to let other people feed him formula so I could get some sleep. And I had a panic attack the day after he nearly choked to death, and because of that, I wound up getting a Zoloft prescription. My OBGYN gave it to me without much discussion at all. He didn't warn me of side effects, and in fact, he had removed the package label from the sample pack. So I had no idea that it was dangerous. It just looked like some sort of benign little sample pack that you might get at your doctor for, like, cold medicine or anything, really. So I started taking it right there in his office, and he had told me that the only side effect for the baby was that it would make the baby happy, too. I had no idea that they had already done studies on babies exposed to SSRIs and that some of them went into comas and died and they had seizures, or that when they did studies on rodents who were newborns who were given drugs, that those rodents had a lifelong problem with depression and anxiety. So I just took it thinking that my doctor knew what he was talking about, but within 3 days of being on Zoloft, I became extremely homicidal towards my baby and suicidal, and I was under the impression that this was just postpartum depression and that I needed to go to the hospital and get more drugs. So I did that. I went to the hospital. I went to the emergency room, and they eventually put me in the psychiatric ward, and they tried to give me more drugs, but that was the first time that I had ever seen any sort of warning label. And as soon as they handed me the warning labels for what they were planning to give me, I started reading it and realized that all these drugs they were giving me had, like, side effects like suicide and homicidal thoughts and nightmares and bizarre dreams, and that really made me suspicious. But the doctors convinced me that the drugs don't even work that fast. I'd only been taking it for 3 days, and they said, no, that's not possible. It takes, like, at least 2 weeks to even build up in your system, and then it takes 6 weeks to start working, so you just need to stay on this. And I listened to them, I eventually got out of the psychiatric hospital, which was a horrible experience, and then I went back home to my family, and I had to have my mom or my husband with me at all times because I felt so unsafe around my baby. And they had me go up on my dose. I was on 50 milligrams at first, then I went up to 100, and when I went up on my dose to 100, everything got worse to the point where I would have thoughts of killing my baby all day long. I actually locked myself out of the house one time because I was by myself and my mom was in the bathtub, and I said, "Mom, hurry up and get out of the bathtub. I'm putting Isaac in his crib and I'm locking myself out of the house." And I went outside and started watering the garden while I was waiting for her. And then I went up again on my dose. When I went up on my dose to 150, it wasn't just my baby, but I was having thoughts of killing Isaac and my husband and my mother, my two cats. And if I would imagine that if anyone found out what I was doing and tried to stop me in the neighborhood, I would kill them too, and then I would somehow manage to kill myself. And that's when I started thinking, like, this drug is making me worse the more I take. The longer I take it, the less disturbed I feel about these thoughts, and that's not good. I mean, it's like making me go totally psychotic. So my mom talked me into just going off of it, and I did that. Once I got off of it, I was, like, back to being a normal person.
And what people don't understand is these drugs are serotonin reabsorption blockers or inhibitors. That's why they call them SSRI. And they block the reabsorption of serotonin. So you get a very high level of serotonin, and these are known to create homicidal and suicidal ideology in certain people. Not everybody gets this, but a significant number do, and only recently have they actually been putting this onto the warning label. Was this on the warning label that you saw there on Zoloft?
Well, like kind of buried near the bottom of the warning label was some warning about how if you start experiencing suicidal thoughts to talk to your doctor. So we actually asked a pharmacist when I went to get my refill at Target whether or not it could be the Zoloft, and she said absolutely it could be the Zoloft. This was in July or August of 04 when we asked her. I can't remember if it was right away, but I started it in July of 04. And they didn't put a black box suicide warning on the drug until September. And that's when I really started paying attention and discussing it with my doctors. And my doctors were all saying that was a bunch of baloney and that's just for children and we're not even sure if that's real. And that's just because depressed people commit suicide and it's confusing, but you really need to stay on it is what I was told.
Well, let me tell you, as a physician, I will tell you most doctors never read the labels, the package inserts. They get their information from the attractive man or woman, the detailed people who come from the drug companies to tell you how wonderful these drugs are. They get their information from medical journals, and, of course, many of the articles are actually written by the drug companies, and then they put some doctor's name on the front of it so that you think a doctor had done the research, whereas actually it's a sales device. A lot of people get their information off of television, and, of course, Big Pharma is using television to market products, and then they get it from the medical societies where the people have been bought and purchased by the drug companies who are marketing dangerous, not effective drugs to the people of our nation. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family-owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Hoover and Harris CPAs and Greeley take this time to honor and salute all of our area students and graduates. It took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far, and with prom night and graduation parties right around the corner, you need to exhibit intelligence again. That means don't drink and drive. Remember, graduation is a class act, so take the next step in tomorrow by celebrating safety today. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris CPAs, playing a vital, integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise children. Hoover and Harris CPAs, on the air, because they care.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is Amy Filer. We're talking about what happened when she was on Zoloft, and so all of these drugs, of course, fit into this same category. And if you look up the studies on Prozac, the meta-analysis from, we have articles off of BBC and The Guardian, and certainly quoting, the physicians have done a large-scale analysis of this. You compare the placebo and the effect, and with the Prozac, at least specifically, there wasn't much difference. In fact, the only place it could be possibly used was in deep, deep depression. But most of the people taking Prozac, of course, will get absolutely no benefit from it. Well, unless, of course, they own stock in the company, because the stock in the company has done great. These are billion-dollar-a-year drugs, and if you look at the analysis of the scientific studies done by independents, not done by the drug company, who wants, of course, to sell it to you. Oh, it does literally no good. Comparing with the placebo and the Prozac, maybe 1% difference as far as the individual is concerned. And that certainly doesn't justify the potential damage and danger, because what have they found, Amy, as far as the child? You put a pregnant woman on this medication. What happens to the child?
The child is subjected to the drug in the womb and higher levels of serotonin. And serotonin is it's a vasoconstrictor. So every organ of their body that's developing is going to get, it's just going to develop under influence of something that's totally toxic. And I have a friend whose son was born with a heart defect where the artery that leads out of the heart with oxygenated blood goes straight back towards the lungs and gets more oxygenated blood, and then the other artery that's supposed to be getting the other blood, they're just switched. So he had to have open heart surgery at 1 week of age, and he almost died, and he almost lost a leg, and he has to go back for heart checks like every month, and he's going to live with this as long as he's alive, and we don't even know how long he'll be able to survive with his heart condition. He has, like, collateral veins growing off of his heart. They constantly have to go in and do cardiac casts and stick coils up in there to prevent excess blood from going to nowhere. It's really devastating. And he's one of the examples of someone who survived. But the drugs can actually cause babies to die in the womb. They can cause spontaneous abortion because they make the uterus start constricting, and they probably do something to the placenta too, for all I know. I'm not all that sure about the different causes of spontaneous abortion with these drugs, but the rate is doubled.
The rate is doubled. In other words, twice as many spontaneous abortions occur in mothers who believe their doctors and take this medication specifically to avoid getting depressed.
Right, and also preterm births are increased fivefold.
Preterm birth, of course, preterm births increase the incidence of congenital abnormalities. A child is born before full gestation.
Yeah.
Well, what happens to the mind of the child afterwards? Do we have any idea?
Well,
is it all done on animal studies, or what about any human studies or follow-ups on the effect on the children's minds?
I'm not aware of human studies on the minds of the children, but
What about the animal studies?
The animal studies, they show lifelong anxiety in the rodent that were exposed. They cause, like, brains to develop differently, and the circuits are they're not set up the same way, and they're, like, overstimulated, and they overfire to each other anytime there's stress. So, I mean, you might get someone who's really jumpy, but, like, for example, this is an extreme case, but Jeffrey Dahmer's mother was taking 23 pills a day of some sort of psychiatric drug when she was pregnant with him. And so, I mean, do we really want babies that are prone to increased stress or, in the extreme cases, prone to murder? I mean, if this drug can make a 200-pound, 26-year-old woman homicidal, just think what it would do to an unborn child's body and their brain. I mean, you're just, like, predisposing them to everything that I went through just from birth, and that's really terrible. I mean, babies are – I remember being a little child, and I was never, like, never violent. I was sweet. I mean, my children are wonderful. They're sweet, and, like, I wouldn't want to think what goes through the mind of someone who has to be subjected to these drugs.
Well, of course, people remember a few years ago we had a woman – who was in a postpartum depression. They gave her these drugs, and she drowned all five of her children. And to this day, doesn't know why she did it. Of course, eventually she did get off on a psychiatric defense. She's in the psychiatric hospital, but there's probably nothing wrong with her at all.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong at all other than she was on these drugs, on one of the serotonin reabsorption inhibitor drugs, serotonin.
Yeah, you're talking about
SSRI, and but you see, we can't let the American people know how dangerous these drugs are. So she becomes the murderer, and yet, of course, it was the drugs that killed her children. And unfortunately, if you read the story of what happened at Columbine in Colorado, certainly one, if not both, boys were on these type of drugs. What about the fellow back there at Virginia Tech, who recently gunned down a number of people? Why, he was on medication, too. We assume it's the same sort of medication. They're trying to cover this up. And for the last week or so, there's been another murder. Some fellow went back to school where he was and went on the stage of the auditorium, just started shooting people indiscriminately. He was on his drugs, too. But they can't let the public know because, after all, this is a billion-dollar industry. And, of course, it would be terrible for the stock if the American people realize how dangerous these drugs are. And the truth of the matter is, your doctor has no idea what's going on. And that's why any of our listeners who like these articles come out of BBC, British Broadcasting Company, The Guardian, which is published in Great Britain. We even have an article out of the New York Times, although I couldn't find it. But if you put together these two articles, we'll send them to you. Or you can go up on the Internet and pull this down, just put down, Prozac placebo studies. Google it and there, and you'll find out that there's almost no difference between Prozac and the placebo, which is given the sugar pill they give so that nobody will know what they call it, a double-blind study. And the double-blind studies done independently all fail. Those, of course, done by the drug companies show what a wonderful job it's doing at its what a wonderful job it's doing for profits. Ladies and gentlemen, we've lost our moral standards as a nation. And, of course, the cost is going to be the lives and the minds of a whole generation of our children. Now, Amy, what is this legislation they're putting through called the Mother's Bill? It's already passed the House. It's in the Senate committees now. And they're doing everything they can to keep the American people from learning the truth. What is the Mother's Bill? And how is it going to impact upon pregnant women, but mothers across America?
It's called the Mothers Act, and it's Senate Bill 1375. It passed in the House as H.R. 20. It passed last October, and thankfully, right before it was supposed to come up for markup in February, I found out that it was really far along. I'd kind of been following it for a little bit, but I really never imagined it would pass. So we've been able to do a bunch of phone calls and faxes and petitions to protest it. And on my website, you can go read the text of the bill. And my website is uniteforlife.org.
Slowly, what is your website?
UniteForLife.org.
UniteForLife.org.
But what the bill does is it sets up a system where all pregnant and postpartum women up to 1 year postpartum in the whole country are required to be screened for postpartum depression and other depression-related mental illnesses. They're going to use this scale called the Edinburgh Depression Scale, and that has been demonstrated to triple the number of women diagnosed with postpartum depression. And so they're trying to increase the number of people diagnosed. They think that they're actually catching people with PPD, but in fact, the scale itself is just a very subjective 10-question list, and it's very hard to go through pregnancy and 1 year postpartum without ever having symptoms, because just the hormonal changes and the life changes are going to make people sad some of the time and anxious. And they're going to endorse with this bill that any woman who is considered at risk of depression or showing warning signs of depression has to go to a mental health care provider. The bill endorses medication and hospitalization, and then it gives money to any sort of nonprofit group or state agency that wants to apply for a grant, to get some money to enforce it.
And of course, the whole purpose is to get the women onto these medications.
Right.
I mean, what percentage of pregnant women would be encouraged to get onto these medications for their safety and, of course, the child's safety, you know, if this legislation were to pass? Because this mandates that health care workers, begin screening women for potential postpartum depression. You do this during the pregnancy, and isn't the idea that if we can get the women onto the medication during the pregnancy, then they're not going to get postpartum depression?
Yeah, well, that's the idea. They want to prevent it. They think they can detect it early, detect if you're at risk, and prevent it. And I've seen things online from different medical groups saying this is when you would need to give the woman Prozac during pregnancy, and it has, like, a checklist of things that have happened to her. And I have friends who, like, have survived sexual abuse and rape and other things that are on this list of at risk, and they don't get depressed after childbirth. I mean, they were probably, like, depressed while they were going through the sexual abuse, but that doesn't mean that having a baby is going to make them depressed. I mean, it's just kind of, they'll grab anything they can and say, oh, well, this is your sign of a warning sign. And when I was in the psychiatric hospital, the psychiatrist never really counseled me at all. All he did was ask me a bunch of questions like, did I have a boyfriend in high school, and do I check the locks a lot? And I answered that I check the locks probably right before I go to bed in case my husband didn't do it. And I also answered that I wash my hands after I change diapers and to try to make sure my hands are clean. And so he labeled me as OCD for washing my hands after diaper changes and checking the locks before bed. They'll grab anything, and one-third of pregnant women in the United States apparently already take psychiatric drugs.
One-third of the women who are pregnant are taking these drugs?
That's what the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology put in their report this April. I found that extremely shocking, especially because they say that 10 to 20% of women get postpartum depression, but that's lower than the number of pregnant women on the drugs. So if they're going to add 10 to 20% of new moms to the one-third, and then if they're trying to, like, catch everyone possible, even if they're not really depressed, it's really scary. And, I mean, they can do it. They can force you to take these drugs. All they'd have to do would be to threaten to take away your children and say, oh, you're going to become depressed and be at risk of killing your child like Andrea Yates. So you better do this or else we're going to have CPS come to your house.
And of course, it was because she was on the drugs that AP Yates did this sort of thing.
Yeah, Andrea Yates was on Effexor and I think like Haldol and maybe a few others. I mean, you can't remove the drug from the situation just because a person was depressed before they took it. Doesn't mean that they would have killed their children without it.
And of course, the thing is that once you're on these drugs, you've got to get wean off of them because they have a permanent effect, or at least they have an effect that is long lasting on your serotonin levels. So you can't just Did you go off this cold turkey, or did you actually have to go off slowly?
I went off slowly. It took me a few weeks, maybe a month, and even after that, for about 2 weeks after my last pill, I still felt weird. But then the longer I was off of it, the better I felt.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know, here we're telling doctors to give every pregnant woman an influenza shot. It has mercury in it, and mercury will damage the mind of their child, and of course will also bother her. I mean, it produces inflammation of her brain. We're telling this the first, give that influenza shot in the first trimester. There's no evidence it does any good, but there's a lot of evidence it does harm. And now they want to put them on Prozac. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our pregnant women. We'll be right back here on the American Freedom Network.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Amy Philo. And ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to point out that there's a lot of money to be made, but even more than that, there's a lot of harm to do to our pregnant women and then, of course, to the next generation of our children. Why would anybody want to hurt children? Well, of course, we've already pointed out that they've already told obstetricians to give every pregnant woman, in the first trimester, an influenza shot. There's not one ounce of evidence that it helps. In fact, this last year they admit the influenza shots were for the wrong virus, but they got the mercury in all of it. Doesn't matter whether it's going to help. It's got the mercury in it. They know that. They know the damage it does to the first trimester. Why would you do something like that? why would you now want to mandate that most pregnant women, or at least half of our pregnant women or more, be given these serotonin reabsorption inhibitors when, of course, it's going to be harmful to their child? And certainly the animal studies show it, but the doctors do not know. And that's why it's up to you out there, listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, to get the information and to get it to your doctors and tell them they're responsible. They better look and find out what the effect is. And maybe you ought to tell them a little bit about some of our work on population control. Well, Amy, one more time, I want you to get your website out there. And then our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. What is your website once again?
My website is uniteforlife.org, and that's UNITEFORLIFE.org.
All right. Now, what are the chances they're going to be able to block this legislation? Certainly, they must be spending an awful lot of money on lobbyists to lobby the senators. And isn't this going to mandate that health care providers tell women about this?
Absolutely. The healthcare providers are required to give education on postpartum depression, and they're required to screen women. Also, they're required to refer women to mental health care providers if they're even considered at risk.
They would be required by this legislation, is that it?
Right, and it's a federal law.
So if the doctor doesn't send the woman for health care, mental health care, or get her on the poisonous Prozac, why, of course, he's going to be subject to federal. What happens to the doctor who doesn't go along with this?
It doesn't spell that out, because if you read the bill, it's kind of like sugar-coated. They try to make it seem as though it's non-mandatory, and in fact, on one of the websites promoting it, they have some press release saying, oh, this bill is just about education and research, and there's nothing mandatory about it. It doesn't even endorse medication. And then you go read the bill, and it says, this will happen, you will do this, and medication is the only way to treat postpartum depression, and you can't recover without it. And on the one hand, they'll try to make it look like all shiny and happy, and then you'll read another article on their website, and it's like, everyone needs to take drugs, and you just need to make sure you get treatment with drugs. So, I mean, it's just like two-faced, and they try to make the bill look as pretty as they could, but I think anyone who's halfway intelligent, if they actually read the whole thing, they could figure it out. It's not that difficult. And as far as the lobbying, the group that's pushing for it, that wants to be like thought of as the group pushing for it, is called Postpartum Support International. And they're very pro-drug, extremely pro-drug, to the point where when they came across what I was doing, they confronted me and asked me to stop, and they didn't even have, like, any sort of, oh, we're so sorry for what you went through. I also had a friend who contacted them. Her son actually died because of Zyprexa. And so they wrote her back and said, oh, we're sorry your son died. And then they're like, well, it's good to try to have some caution about medication. Everyone needs to take medication, blah, blah, blah.
Well, now, basically, what did they say to you to try to get you to stop what you're doing, trying to get the information and the truth out?
They basically said, how dare you do this, and how dare you try to stop a bill that's going to save so many lives, and this is insulting to Melanie Stokes' mom. Melanie Stokes is the woman that they're naming this after, but she actually died because she was given so many drugs and she was given electroshock. She committed suicide about 3.5 months after she had a baby. They gave her 4 different combinations of drugs, including antidepressants, anti-anxiety, and antipsychotic drugs, and electroshock, and they had her hospitalized 4 times. And no surprise to anyone like me who knows how dangerous these drugs are, but she committed suicide, and they're saying, oh, well, if we do some research, maybe we can figure out what went wrong there, but it's pretty obvious what went wrong, you know? I mean, doing research on minorities using Prozac isn't going to help them figure that out if they haven't figured it out by now. So,
Of course, the problem, and the serious problem, is it's not only suicide, but it's homicidal. And some of these people, and this is a very real problem. In fact, I think recently they've even put a black box warning there. They don't hide it there in the small print. I want a black box warning about the potential for homicidal and suicidal thoughts because of these. But, of course, the doctors do not know. And the legislature back in Washington, D.C., do not know. The people who are pushing this understand exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you out there in the listening audience to be concerned. And the last thing they want is for the doctors to realize that they're being used in this diabolical scheme to damage our pregnant women
and to
damage the next generation of children.
This group that's pushing for it, I mean, they're not the only one. They're just the only one that I so far cannot figure out if they have pharma backing. But they're, like, they're using pharmaceutical company-sponsored groups to do the hard work for them. Mm-hmm. I looked up their 990s, and they state on their 990 that they don't even attempt to lobby or influence legislation, which is not true. But then if you look at all the other groups sponsoring the bill, several of them are clearly, I mean, they're put up there by pharmaceutical companies. They're created by pharmaceutical companies, and one of them is using their money to make an online petition. Well, it's not really even a petition, but sending letters to the Senate. And this group is called the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance. They have over 50% of their funding coming from pharma. So when you go to the postpartum support website, they're talking about how great they are. They have this petition, and they're getting 1,000 signatures a day on the petition. But if you click on it, it's not a list of signatures. It's like, here's a way to send a letter to your senator. So they're not even putting the names out there publicly. For all I know, it could be like Billy Tauzin signing the petition like 500 times a day. So, I mean, who knows? They're just like doing everything they can with all of their money, and like it's like a David and Goliath battle. I mean, they've been doing this for 7 years. They don't give up. They just reintroduce the bill every single session after it fails. And this is the first time it's ever actually made it out of either body of Congress. So it's really frightening to me.
Well, I think that the what they do is they get front groups out there, and of course, Big Pharma will spend, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to get these legislation, other things passed. I mean, they market these things, they market them aggressively, but if you can't get the people to do it on their own, then of course you get federal legislation.
Right.
And federal legislation simply would intimidate our health care providers. And whether they believe in it or not, now they're forced to begin sending women for mental health consultation.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Amy Wylo, and we're talking about the danger of these serotonin reuptake inhibitors, so-called SSRI drugs. And, of course, they're dangerous to everybody, but especially to a pregnant woman, because, of course, it can damage the body, the mind of her unborn child. Mothers are told, oh, you don't want to smoke during your pregnancy. Oh, my goodness, that's terrible for the child. You don't want to drink during your pregnancy. Or you don't want to eat fish during your pregnancy because it's got mercury in it. A roll up your sleeve, we're going to give you an influenza shot with a full dose of mercury in it. Not going to do you any good, but this is what the American Academy of OBGYN has suggested. And the difficulty that most doctors have is they don't understand that the medical organizations are not interested in them or in the health of their patients. And I know I was an organized medicine for a long time. People got into key positions in many medical organizations because they had an agenda, and it wasn't had nothing to do with health. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. Could these things really be going on today? Could there really be a legislation known as the Mother's Bill back in Washington, D.C., already passed the House of Representatives? And didn't it have a vast majority of the congressmen actually voting for it?
Yeah, and that's really shocking to me because, well, they do make it look like it's just a research postpartum depression on the surface, so that's really the only explanation I can think of as to why they would have voted for it. But there were 46 people who didn't want to vote for it at all, but they didn't want to vote against it, so they abstained, and then 3 people voted against it. They didn't even hold any sort of debate. They took a vote to suspend the rules of Congress and pass it without debate.
Did they want to suspend the rules of Congress? In other words, there's a lot of money behind getting this legislation through, and they really sort of slipped that through, because who could be in favor of postpartum depression? So this is to fight postpartum depression by putting pregnant women on something that's going to hurt their children. How stupid can our congressmen be?
I don't know. I actually met with a few of them a couple of weeks ago. I went to D.C., and one of the aides actually told me that she didn't think the bill was mandatory anything. And I said, okay, well, I think that you should probably reread it and give back to me, because I've read it many times, and it's obvious to me that it is mandatory. It doesn't ever say, oh, so-and-so is going to be exempt from this if she wants to, or never says anything about informed consent or informed refusal. It's just a matter of fact states this will happen. All women will be screened, referred, and given essential services. They also want to do research on minorities, and that's really disturbing to me. And Barack Obama is one of the co-sponsors, and he knows about Paxil and heart defects, and I have a video on my website that you can watch about how my friend Julie and Dr. Ann Blake Tracy and I called his office to try to get a statement. We couldn't get one, and it's hard to get a statement from any of the co-sponsors. So they don't have any statements because there are no logical reasons to support it.
Basically what you're saying is that it increases the incidence of congenital heart abnormalities.
And Paxil, I think it's like 6 times or 2.6. I don't know the exact statistic, but Paxil's the worst one. And my friend took Paxil before she found out she was pregnant. She took it for about 2 weeks, and then she found out she was pregnant. It wasn't really working, but she asked her doctor what to do, and he's like, well, you might want to give it a little bit more time to work. She wasn't even depressed. She was just really stressed out because she was going through a divorce and a remarriage to someone else, and it never worked for her. And the doctor said it was probably safe. And then later on, after her son was born with this condition, a year or two later, she heard about how Paxil was subject of numerous lawsuits for heart defects, and that's when she started to investigate, and she's suing GlaxoSmithKline, and it takes forever, and, I mean, it's totally ruined their lives.
And, of course, it's totally ruined their lives and the life of their child. Now, but there are studies that show a significant relationship then between the cardiac disease, cardiac malformation, and the use of these drugs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the rate is doubled, and I think it's higher for Paxil.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing is they're harming our children. And who'd want to do that? Oh, you say, well, it's just for money. But there are other people who have other motivations. And, of course, this is what's so frightening, is to think there are people who have an entirely different worldview and they really do not care how many children are damaged. And I will never forget when I was in organized medicine trying to suggest that women be told of the possible relationship between first trimester abortion and subsequent breast carcinoma. And I was fought at every turn and by the so-called liberal doctors. And when I accosted one of them and said, why are you opposing me? Why not at least tell the women of the possibility that what they're doing, having a first trimester abortion, could lead to breast carcinoma? And she looked at me and she said, you don't understand. We have a different worldview. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I also found a study that said that Prozac and other SSRIs increase the risk of breast cancer sevenfold. And I
Prozac increases breast cancer sevenfold?
Uh-huh. And I posted this to a breastfeeding listserv, and I was... I got some responses from someone who had breast cancer, and she said, well, I looked this up on PubMed, and they couldn't reproduce the results, so therefore it's invalid. And I'm thinking, yeah, like, they're going to want to fund a whole bunch of more studies to prove this is true. Like, how stupid do you have to be to think that that would be the case?
How many more women will die of cancer? Remember, there is an epidemic of cancer, and 1900, one person in 33 got cancer. Today it's one in two. But the government has no idea why it's happening, but we're going to look into it. We have a war on cancer. We got a war on cancer. We got more cancer.
We have a war on women with cancer.
Amen. Is that? We got a war on terror. We got more terror. We got a war on drugs. We got more drugs. A war on poverty. We got more poverty. When are people going to understand that the war is being waged not on cancer, or in terror, is being waged against the American people? Amy Philo has been our guest today. Again, her website is uniteforlife.org. Go there. Learn. Is it possible? It is possible, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning our women, our mothers. They're poisoning our children. Bye-bye, Amy. God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. And certainly, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Amy Philo. And I hope you'll get involved in this battle for the lives of our unborn children, because believe me, they're intentionally being put into jeopardy by the influenza shots, which are certainly required by the American Academy of OBGYN. Every pregnant woman should have them in the first trimester of pregnancy. And, of course, they're giving it to our children at 6 months of age, knowing full well the harm that it's going to do. And now the mother's bill, and already so many women are on psychiatric medication, understand that they know what they're doing. If you have questions about this, I suggest that you get my talk on, it's available on DVD, None Dare Call It Genocide. And then my talk on planned population reduction. And then my talk on population control. They're all available at Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to have more information, my sustainable development syllabus, or simply go up on our website and look up the Georgia Guidestones, you can see this satanic monument. It's back there. It's an occult monument. It's called the American Stonehenge, or the Georgia Guidestones. It's in Elberton, Georgia. It is put up by a secret society. Nobody knows the true name of the man who put up the money. Nobody knows the what secret society he represented, but he admitted he represented a secret society. He called himself R.C. Christian. Many people think that was the Rosicrucians, which, of course, are one of the myriad of secret societies that trace back to 1400s, but they're a manifestation of the ancient mystery religions, and, of course, their plan to transform the world and introduce a new spirituality, and that's what it's all about. But point number one, written in 8 different languages on the Georgia Guidestones, is maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. That means they're going to have to kill off over 90% of the world's population. But there really are people who want to do that. If you've not read my Population Control Agenda monograph, you need to get it. It's the best thing that's out there, most concise, easy to read. It's available on our website, or if you want a copy, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, the Population Control Monograph, Population Control Agenda Monograph. Of course, we have a 4-tape set on population control. If you understand that these things are not happening by accident, they're happening by intent. Vioxx. You can go up on my website and read Dr. David Graham's testimony before the Senate. He was in charge of drug testing at the FDA. He figured that between 60 and 160,000 Americans died because of Vioxx. Well, they cut off easily. It cost them $4 billion to kill off all those people. Nobody goes to prison when you do that sort of thing. What about the Tuskegee study where, of course, they recruited 400 blacks so they could kill them, withhold treatment for their syphilis so they could autopsy them? And where is the outcry and the demand for justice from the medical profession that went right along with it because it was done in the name of science? And there's so many of the drugs that we're putting on the market today that doctors are prescribing for their patients that are harmful. Learn about vaccines. We've got a great book, Occult Vaccines by Neil Miller. We recommend it strongly. Short, easy to read. Another book on autism. Learn about water fluoridation, our material on the hidden agenda, and help us get the truth out. The life you save can be your own. Or remember your family. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation.